It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Football bells.
We got action tonight, baby.
Anyone wake up with a little extra pep in their step today?
No, I was in one of these hotel beds in Alabama. I had no pep.
Yeah, so where are you? It almost looks like you're in the Greg Brady attic. You know, Greg Brady, he got to take over the attic. You know, he outgrew the room with Peter and Bobby as he got older, and he got an attic. It kind of looks similar to that.
I want to go sleep with Peter and Bobby again because I'm in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and I wish I had a roommate. This is a tough place.
Tuscaloosa, man. Is that where we did the show from? Were we in Tuscaloosa or where were we when?
We're in Birmingham.
Maybe we were in Birmingham.
We were in Birmingham like last night. Yeah.
Yeah, because Tuscaloosa is really just University of Alabama, right? Anything else?
Nope. University of Alabama, Popeyes, and a little place called Hooley's. And I thought it was Hooters on Uber Eats. And then I started ordering and I was like, this isn't Hooters. This is Hooley's. And it's terrible.
They got a Buc-ee's? They had a Buc-ee's wherever we were, Birmingham.
There's nothing here. It's Alabama. That's it.
All you got is Alabama.
We got University of Alabama. We have a big-ass railroad track outside. Y'all will probably hear the train come through soon. And
it's
we have
like my cousin Vinny. You're in like ridiculous. My cousin Vinny.
I gotta go. I have to leave. I need to leave. this is terrible.
I think I've talked myself into betting the Ravens tonight. You know, we talked about this on the show yesterday where I was like, oh, no, I bet Kansas City until I, you know, learned that they're no good anymore. And it's opening night. And the more that I think about it, everyone on the public side is going to be betting KC. Mm-hmm. And we did acknowledge that they had a little bit of a slowish regular season and a slower start last season. And I think sometimes we forget just how good Lamar Jackson is, as silly as that sounds to say. But whenever we talk about, you know, the elite of the elite, I don't know. It's always like he's an afterthought. I think I'm going to bet Baltimore tonight. I might even bet Baltimore money line tonight.
I'm with you. I like it. They started slow. Oh.
All right.
I don't know, man.
There's no doctors near you in Tuscaloosa.
This Hooley's. No, they start slow, and I think that Baltimore has a lot more to prove than KC. Baltimore needs to prove something about this team, to add Derrick Henry. Like, they have a great roster, but they have more to prove than KC. Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes have nothing to prove to the world.
You want to know what the most bet prop is tonight on the Hard Rock Bet app? They tweeted it out.
I don't know, but I would guess something about Derrick Henry doing something.
Derrick Henry, anytime touchdown.
Yeah, I can see that. They have to show off their new toy.
Yes, no doubt. No doubt. So tonight, you'll get Thursday Night Football. You'll hear it here on this very radio station. I mean, we're back, baby. We are back. Gino Toretta will join us today. He joins us on Thursdays during football season. We can talk Canes. We can talk FSU. We can talk NFL. We can talk whatever you want. Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner, will join us every Thursday around 2:30. And Don Bailey Jr., DBJ, we've got a few new lines for him to work into Saturday night's Canes broadcast. He did a phenomenal job last Saturday during the Gators broadcast. and we'll give him some new ones. We'll talk some Miami Hurricanes football with him. And before you know it, it's going to be 6 o'clock, which would make us just 2 hours away from NFL football and the season getting underway. I was thinking they should do Red Zone Channel for the opening night. They should have Red Zone Channel, and we just watch Scott Hansen watch the game, because that's when football feels like it's really back. Like, there's only one game. That's fine. Just put a screen up with Scott Hansen watching the game, and I'll watch that, because Red Zone Channel makes me feel alive.
I was last night, I couldn't sleep because I was in Alabama on one of these damn cardboard mattresses that they make. I don't know why they make these mattresses out of cardboard. They were talking about, like, the Jim Kelly, Thurman Thomas, Buffalo Bills, the four Super Bowls that they could
yep.
they got their ass whooped by the Giants and the Cowboys all them times. And they played Whitney Houston's one of the first Super Bowls was Whitney Houston's national anthem.
Yeah.
And their Tally and Thurman Thomas and Bruce Smith and all the guys were talking about them getting goosebumps. And I literally sat in the bed. I thought about today and I got goosebumps watching Whitney Houston like she's singing it. She's not even around anymore. God rest her soul. Like she's singing it tonight. Football season is amazing.
One of the most amazing renditions of the Star Spangled Banner in the history of the world.
Yes.
Everyone can picture her singing it. Like, you can picture the outfit. You can picture the entire scene.
And there was a Desert Storm. It was some damn war was going on, and there were helicopters going. Like, they were telling the whole story, and I got goosebumps thinking about today. I'm like, man, this is awesome. But also, Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes are about to play tomorrow. It got to me last night. I was sitting in the bed, and I started getting the little touchy feelies.
Oh, we are just 24 hours away, minus 18 hours to kick off for the NFL season, KC and Baltimore.
And tonight. Jimmy, when I say touchy feelies, I'm not talking about your type of touchy feelies.
If anyone wants to see the video of Stretchy Jimmy, it's on the 560 Instagram page, the 560 YouTube page. I tweeted out video at Mark Hochman on Twitter. There is video. Stretchy Jimmy yesterday put the hammer down on us, saying that, hey, he doesn't get injured like any of us old people because he stretches. And then we got to see him touch his toes. And when I say touch his toes, I mean barely touch his shins. The video is posted. Stretchy Jimmy. All right, let's get headlines to start out the show because we have so much stuff to get to today. Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
How about this? Leading up to tonight's game, Lamar Jackson on a relationship with Patrick Mahomes. Quote, I don't have a relationship with him. I don't think I have a relationship with any quarterback in the league. Lamar's 1-4 against Mahomes in his career, including last year's AFC Championship game.
Good. I like when they're not friends. Back to the NBA, you know, in the 80s and freezing out Isaiah Thomas and like, yeah, well, everybody's chummy now and LeBron's tweeting at everybody. What a game you had tonight. I mean, well, you're competitors. Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes are competitors. I need a relationship with them.
Patrick Mahomes was never born. Lamar Jackson has a Super Bowl ring right now. I don't want to be your friend. I'm with you, Hawk. No, yes, you're stealing my rings away. Leave me alone. I don't want a jersey. I don't want to exchange jerseys for the damn Graham. We're not friends. We're enemies, and we're competitors.
Ah, it's just a game. What are you guys doing here? It's just a game.
Just a game.
Yeah. Until you're Charles Barkley and the rest of your life, they say, you never won a championship.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Tonight begins 5 straight days of football. NFL football tonight.
5 years.
NFL football tomorrow.
5 years of football.
NFL football tonight. NFL football tomorrow. College football Saturday. Crowder's Gators might actually get a victory finally against Samford. Sunday, hey. Dolphins, Jaguars, and a full slate of football. And then Monday night, Aaron Rodgers makes his return against the San Francisco 49ers. Five straight days of football, gentlemen. Buckle the bleep up.
Must watch games.
Mm-hmm. 49ers going to be the hell out of the Jets.
You know this Taco Bell gelato, that Baja Blast gelato? Somebody sent me a video review that some guy did. It's like a pre-made frozen Dixie cup. It's so far from gelato. You know, gelato is supposed to be extra smooth.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, those little Dixie cups, you take the paper top off and you got to scrape the to get it up on the spoon.
Really? It's Italian ice.
It's an Italian ice. That's what it is. It looks like an Italian ice. Ain't no gelato. I told you yesterday the thing was ridiculous. I'm going to have Cuno try it tomorrow.
They pushing Italian ice on people?
It makes it sound like there's, you know, like a soft serve or like a tub of gelato and they put it in a dish or whatever. It's pre-made. They're pulling it out of a freezer.
Oh.
Here's your Taco Bell gelato.
So now you have dog food, meat, and a Kool-Aid cup. That's Kool-Aid cup.
No, sir. I do not agree with you there. That meat is good. That is grade A. I love their tacos. I love their burritos. Grade A.
I don't even know if that's beef.
Grade A.
That's Rottweiler.
Grade A.
Rottweiler.
Their food is so good. They cannot get desserts right to save their life. And let me tell you another something. You know, they added those nacho fries every now and then. You don't have to get cutesy with it. Make fries. You have a deep fryer. Just make some fries. Make McDonald's fries. Offer McDonald's fries at Taco Bell. Trust me, we'll all get fries with our tacos.
I don't know if that's a great marketing plan, Hawk.
Get so cutesy. Oh, we're adding fries. They're nacho fries, though, and they're coated, and you got to dip them in the cheese. Here's your fries, and it comes with directions. I got an Allen wrench with the fries. That's when I know I'm out on anything that I've bought. If it comes with an Allen wrench, take it back. Take it back.
When they give you one, yeah.
When they give you the Allen wrench, forget about it. Good night.
That's why that damn IKEA. When IKEA ever pops up on anything on our credit cards, I don't even want to go home.
Yep. And then everybody's got the same thing. Everybody's got a drawer at home with like seven Allen wrenches in it. You know, every size from every. No one knows what to do with them. I'm going to use them to make my fries at Taco Bell.
Baby, can you put together the bookshelf? Hell no. Our guy's name's Vint. That's our handyman. His name is Vint. He puts together all our Vint, V-I-N-T. Mm. He's like a plumber, a handyman. It's crazy. He does everything. Roofer.
We've got Peter, guy named Peter, and he's from the Netherlands, right? Mm. And he's like, he walks in and I'm drinking a Coke Zero and I'm eating Cheez-Its. This guy eats water. That's his meal. He'll eat water with a fork and a knife. He's rail skinny. There's nothing Peter can't put together. Mm-hmm. Nothing. There's the stuff that I'm stymied by. And then he tries to explain it to me. That's my favorite part. He goes, you see this mechanism here? This mechanism is the Swedish chef. Let me make you a meatball. But he goes, you see this mechanism here? If I reverse the ionization on this, it's going to work like it's new again. And I said, you know, I was thinking the same thing, Peter, but I wanted to bring you in just to make sure I want to get a second opinion.
Vint tries to get me to pour bleach down the pipe of all the air conditions. Vint, I'm never pouring this bleach down. I'm gonna call you in 3 months when the gooey stuff comes back, and you gotta come blow this
you
thing.
You gotta
out,
use
bro.
iFlow. I'm endorsing a new product called iFlow.
I've heard the commercial, and I need to get it.
I am telling you, anyone who owns an air conditioner in South Florida, anywhere where you listen to us, that goop that's in the thing that stops it up, it's called Zooglia. I know everything about this. Now, it's a bacteria called Zooglia, and this iFlow will prevent that from ever happening again. And I'm telling anyone listening, IFLO.com. That's the website. Go there right now. IFLO.com. You'll never get that buildup of Zuglia again.
Does IFLO pour the bleach that I'm supposed to pour?
No, and in fact, they tell you not to pour bleach or vinegar or any of that stuff because it's corrosive. Anyone who's telling you to do that, you're corroding the pipes.
Hear that, Vint?
See?
Yeah, okay. Every 90 days, Mr. Crowder, pour the bleach. I'm not pouring.
That's exactly why the guy invented iFlow. He goes, I moved down to South Florida. He goes, and I found out every 90 days, the stuff is starting to back up again. And he's like, so I started researching it, and it's called Zuglia, and it's a bacteria. And so he created this thing called iFlow, which essentially cleans out the pipes so that you don't ever get that buildup again.
IFLO.com.
IFLO.com.
Does that work on
Vint,
throats?
What about Vince?
Because I think we may have walked into what is always causing Crowder to phlegm up. He has Zuglia in his throat.
He's got Zuglia.
Oh, God, no damn Zuglia. He got Alfredo sauce.
Channing Zuglia Crowder.
We got Stretchy Jimmy. We got Zuglia Crowder. All right, let's get through these headlines because Gino Toretta's going to join us.
The Marlins, just a couple other local notes. The Marlins, they won last night, 4-3. They play tonight, 6:40 p.m., Marlins, Phillies at Lone Depot Park.
I say it so excitedly.
I mean, that is going to be a must-watch tonight. There is no doubt about it. Must-watch. Marlins, Phillies, 6:40 yeah. p.m.
Well, 6:40. I mean, you can watch an hour, hour and a half of it before football starts.
Yeah. Mm. Phillies, by the way, they lead the National League East by 7 games over the Braves. So right now, one of the best teams in baseball. I think they have the second best record in the NL, period.
Do you see Ludacris' first pitch?
He wore the arms from the video.
Mm-hmm. Stand up.
Yeah.
Stand Late. Up.
Yeah, it was great. It was really funny.
That was cool, yeah.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com, free consultations 24/7. A bit cloudy in South Florida. Might rain a little bit later today, but who the hell cares? Football is back.
No joke, man. No joke. Football is back. Speaking of football, Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner, he will join us all season on Thursdays, and that starts next.
As I get
older. And we're going to crush your Gators.
Yes,
my pre-show meeting
that.
With Gino was any indication of what's to come. We're going to crush your Gators.
We can't move forward. Let's go to week two.
Perhaps the Gators should change their name to the Florida Zuglia.
You know what? That damn D-line is clogging somebody's pipe. You sorry bastards.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Football.
Hawk and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Gonna talk some Canes and make fun of some Gators, I think, and
let's
maybe
move
make
past
fun
week
of
one.
Maybe make fun of FSU as well. And before we bring on Gino Toretta, I'll remind you this season, if you're looking for the best Canes or Dolphins merchandise, you check out Caneswear in Davie. They're on University Drive next to La Spada's, or you could check out all the gear online at caneswear.com. Gino Toretta is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, the Heisman Trophy winner. He will join us every week on Thursday during football season. Gino, as I mentioned last week, is the brand new ambassador for Evening's Delight. That's South Florida's source for all outdoor kitchen, grilling, and tailgate needs. They've got a full line of grills, smokers, charcoal pellets, fuel. If you know Gino, he loves to be behind the grill. So does Crowder. Evening's Delight, by the way, two locations, Pinecrest and Davie. The only reason I bring it up is because before the segment started, Crowder and Gino were having a very animated discussion about grilling and some sort of
that's how thing, advertising is supposed to work, right?
Some sort of thing that you both agreed was a great way to put meat on the thing, and I don't know what it was out of my what were you asking for, Crowder?
That was man stuff.
I know it was. I was out of my element.
Crowder's
got
to head
way
in.
Out
he's
of my
got,
element.
He's got to get a couple wood pellet grills for one for his father-in-law, one for his own backyard. So he's got to go in the store and decide how big a one he wants. You know, it just depends on, since we know he's a solo, order a seafood tower so he doesn't have to talk to anybody at his table when he's eating dinner. He might opt for the smaller wood pellet grill instead of the big one because he doesn't want us over to enjoy his cooking. He just wants to cook for himself to help everybody else.
Gino, so, that's my cocktail shrimp. I'm nobody else's
hey,
cocktail shrimp.
I'm with you. You gotta have some me time every so often. If that's your choice, that's your choice.
What's with these wood pellet grills though? Is this something new? I thought there was charcoal.
No, it's a smoker. Like Traeger's the big brand. They sell them in the Evening's Light. They're awesome. I mean, it's just you put some wood pellets in the side. You set the temperature. Like I'll reverse sear my steaks. I'll put them on at like 200 just until the middle of the steak gets 135, and then I'll put it on my gas grill and sear the heck out of the outside.
Wait a second. You're moving the steak from one grill to the next?
Heck yeah.
What's going on here?
You get the wood smoke flavor.
This is like the Jetsons. What is going on here?
You get the wood smoke flavor, and then you get the fire. I mean, Hawk, we would not expect you to know anything about this.
I didn't know there was a thing such as reverse searing. I think you made that up.
No, I did not make that up. I will sear the outside at the end. I don't sear it. You can sear it at the start. It's kind of
you sear the inside though.
No, you smoke the meat until the middle gets to how you want the meat cooked, and then you sear the outside and get the crispiness on it. And then I'll put a little flavored compound butter on it, melt it on to make it look
compound butter.
How in the hell are you going to sear the inside of something?
Well, he said reverse searing it. I know what searing something is. He said to reverse it. So that
you reverse, you sear it last.
I was like, had skills that had never been
You sear it last. You sear the outside last. That's why it's called reverse searing.
Interesting. So, all right, so a late sear. We call it late sear.
They don't sell that at Mickey D or Burger King or
call it a late sear.
Compound.
Have you heard that before, Crowder? Honestly, have you heard that reverse searing?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. You smoke it. Really? You get the meat to the temperature you want, and then you sear it to get the crisp on the outside. You get the coat. Oh my goodness. Gino got me.
Lana, do you
now.
Know that? Because your family grills a lot. Have you reverse seared something?
No, I've never reverse seared something. I think Gino made that up as well, Hawk. I'm with you.
You know what? I want to talk to the people at Evening's Delight. I want to talk to them because they're the experts.
All right. Call Hamp at Evening's Delight. He will tell you that's the real way, the best way to cook a steak is reverse sear. You get the center, you get the meat cooked, sear the outside because you don't burn it. If your steak is really thick and you sear first, man, you could have leather by the time it's done. So if you reverse sear it, you just cook it nice and low and slow, sear the outside at the end, you get the crispness, and you're solid.
Reverse sear my ribs.
Really? Oh, you go, yes. You get a little, you get flame at the end. Okay.
I smoke them for like 4 hours cook them up. And then at the end, I put more charcoal on and get the fire going so that it crisps up.
I got
and
you.
I put the brown sugar and the maple syrup on it and all that stuff so it gets that crisp on it. Oh, my goodness, Gino.
I reverse sear my mozzarella sticks. And let me tell you something.
I don't think that's going to work.
Hey, Hawk's idea of making food is ordering chicken. What do they used to call them? Potato skins at the restaurant.
It's Stouffer's Chicken Kiev out of the red box.
Manly man, Swanson's manly man.
I reverse sear my Uber order, and so when they get there, it's just getting hot then. And let me tell you something, it's a game changer. All right, Gino Toretta is going to join us every week, courtesy of Evening's Delight. Again, they got two locations, Pinecrest and Davie. Gino Toretta, by the way, Touchdown Radio. They've got Colorado, Nebraska on Saturday, so Gino will be leaving for Nebraska mañana. But I want to start with the Canes' destruction of Crowder's Florida Gators. Cam Ward, that dude was everything that was advertised. Could you, a former Heisman Trophy winner, see a flaw in his game?
Well, based on how our offensive line played, I think there was a couple snaps where he looked down at his watch and he wasn't sure if he should just throw the ball or just continue to stand back there because Florida wasn't even getting near him, and he played well. You know, listen, Hawk, we've done this for 20-some years, and you said before we did this in the season, you're like, this is the most positive I've heard you in 20 years. And there's a reason. I told you, this guy is a dude. He can throw. He's accurate. He throws spirals, unlike maybe the guy in Tallahassee. He's a leader, and he's got weapons around him. So, I was fired up, and it was great to see. If I was one of those video guys, like I would have my backdrop, you know, the reverse sear, maybe the swamp and the swamp burning in my background for the video. since we burnt that place
to the ground. We saw that live last Saturday. We got to see that place burn down last Saturday.
Now we know why Channing was supposedly, quote unquote, heading to Vegas.
He was busy.
Hey, Jim, that's why I tried to get the barbecue conversation there early.
Hey,
I know where this is going.
Hey, apparently that 2 bits, 4 bits, 6 bit, 8 bits, $2 or whatever from Devon Kirst didn't work too well.
Tell you what, by the second quarter, there were 2 seats, 4 seats, 8 seats, 100 seats, 40,000 seats.
Hey, Channing, I got to ask this. Were you graduated before Tebow got there?
Yeah, I left 05, and Urban came in and brought Tebow in 06 with him and Chris Leak, but Leak was the starter in that first championship.
So I saw something posted on social media, him and Caleb Dressel jumping in a pool, and Werfel was there, and Graham Mertz, I guess it was someone in the summer. You see the size of Tim Tebow? He's bigger than The Rock right now.
He's jacked.
He's a D-end.
Whoa.
Like him, Gino, him, you're a big dude, Gino, but like, Tebow, Cam Newton, those dudes are defensive ends.
He's the end. He's like left guard material. I mean, he's huge. He's jacked. He just keeps getting bigger and bigger. I'm like, damn, Tebow, go away from the rack weights. Maybe just do some cardio and get ripped up. He is huge.
That's the lowest protein. You know, one thing with, and you were right, it was crazy. I brought it up a couple times on the show when we talked about Cam Ward for, you know, the entire offseason. And you were like, not even being cocky, you were like, Channing, he can spin it. Yep. Like, he can. And you watched it. You were down there. You've seen practice. Can he move, too? Because I've seen him move in the pocket. And it was so amazing. That last touchdown when he moved to his left, threw across his body and hit, Arroyo on the back of the day. That was a beautiful throw. But are they ever going to move him? Does he need to move outside the pocket? Or I'm not even saying they have to. Should they sit him in the pocket? Because he looked very good just sitting there with his five guys in front of him.
Well, you're looking at a guy that ran the wing T in high school. So can he run? Yes, he can run. I mean, are they going to have design rollouts? Man, the five dudes in front of him are stout. And I just I look at it as they're kind of moving formations like everybody does, try to get one-on-one formation, and I think he's talent. I've seen him throw on the run. He can spin it. He can sit in the pocket, and he can spin it. And I obviously that's why I was so positive, you know, just watching him go in the game, and you know, I went over there this week, you know, just congratulate the coaches and the players. And I go, remember, that's just one. I mean, you know what I mean? This isn't the end of the season. Hey, it's a great win. You beat a in-state rival. That's obviously going to help with recruiting. And Coach Dawson, the OC, said the first guy in the locker room, that was the first thing that Cam said. That's only one. And you got we got a long season left. And what I love hearing that is that's your leader. Your guy is – that's your guy. And he's already thinking – he's not thinking about the past 60 minutes. He's thinking about – the next 12 or 13, 14 games, whatever they got to win a national championship. And that's what, you know, why even the coaches were excited on Cam it all summer and since he's been here.
I mean, easier said than done, though, right? I mean, you've got FAMU coming up Saturday. Then I think it's Ball State. I think USF is coming up. Like, you did it. You can't be as intense as you were Saturday in the swamp, national TV. Like, it's just normal human, you know, letdown, right? You're going to play
You can't be complacent off one game. I would just say to this, and I would say people are like, what was the difference when you played at Miami? When we played a team like FAMU, our goals changed as a starting offense and a starting defense. Our goals were how quickly can we score and how quickly can we get the backups in to give them experience? So the goals change. It's like they're not thinking, hey, we need 60 minutes to play FAM. They're thinking we go out, or at least we did, be efficient for two quarters, and we're out. Defense, go pitch a shutout in the first half, and then you're out. So your goals change. You don't just think, well, you know, it's 60 minutes. Yeah, we'll take care of the team. Obviously, their roster is better in FAMU and their roster is better in Ball State. But your goals as a team, and that's what the coaches say, is, hey, we need to get these young guys to play. Starters need to do their job. And I think that when you do that as a team, you don't have complacency during a season. Your complacency starts, you know, when you're hoisting a trophy and putting a ring on your finger. But I don't think there's a risk of being complacent just off week one win.
And, you know, what about the other side of the ball? The front seven surprised me. I'm, you know, and like you said, it's one game. So I don't know if Florida's terrible in the trenches or is Miami that good in the trenches. But I really do believe in this offense now. We talked to somebody where the tight ends last year, they had 9 catches or something. Now the tight ends had 9 catches in this game. Like, I really believe in UM's offense. What about the defensive side of the ball?
Well, I think they're there. I mean, they've had some transfers. Your old boy JT is coaching them up well. I think that you add kind of that swagger that JT brings these kids, and what they're just listening to his lead and following his lead, and they have enough of a rotation where with D-line, you know, they get tired. I mean, it's, you know, it's just proven fact. They get tired over the course of a game if they got to play 65, 70 snaps. There's plenty of rotation there. I think there's plenty of depth there. And they had a good scheme. I think Florida probably came into that game a little arrogant that they were just going to take care of us because it was at home and, you know, weren't really sure how Miami had a bunch of transfers coming in. And I just think that was preparation, you know, of how hard these kids were preparing over the summer. And, you know, I think for Florida, man, you just got to go on the drawing board. I mean, your head coach is already calling out the fans saying, hey, you can't be critical of our kids. And, you know, I'm like, dude, if you're worrying about what the four of us are saying on the air, you got problems, buddy. I mean, like, no offense, but like what I say about your team or Channing or Hawk or Solana, it shouldn't matter. You know as well as I do. It's what's going on in the building. And that's it. You don't hear anything else. And so we'll see if they can right the ship. And it don't get any easier because SEC, man, Georgia did them last week against Clemson. Holy cow. They just absolutely reloaded. And there's a bunch of dudes on their team again this year.
Tell you what, though, Billy Napier could learn something about grilling if he listened to people on this show. Maybe not
that
about
he can.
What we're
maybe,
saying
hey,
about the
maybe it would
game,
be. But... maybe he would take it at $27 million buyout and go down and grilling with us.
Billy Napier's going to have a lot of time to grill here in about 3 weeks.
You're going to see Billy Napier at Evening's Delight. He's going to be at each location. He's going to be checking out the pellets.
He might be on a rotisserie if it's up to Channing. Not rotisserie grilling, on a rotisserie.
We should, before we run out of time, we should mention FSU. You mentioned them briefly. I did as well. Was everyone just wrong about them heading into the season? Is this a dumpster fire that cannot be corrected?
I would say this. DJ Uiagalelei has always struggled with his accuracy, whether at Clemson and Oregon State. And I think he's shown in 2 weeks that he's still struggling with accuracy. I think that Florida State, the amazing thing to me, before we did the Georgia Tech game, everybody was talking about this is the most NFL-ready defensive line in college football, and I've seen them physically get their butts kicked 2 weeks. And I'm like, okay, maybe they're pass rushers. I'm sorry. If you're a pass rusher, you can still stop the run. And both teams, BC and Georgia Tech, have just dominated the line of scrimmage, marched right up and down the field. And on the other side of the ball, Florida State, their offensive line, they had 25 yards rushing against Boston College. I mean, like, you have to have some kind of semblance. So I think that there's bigger problems at Florida State right now.
Man. And, you know, I was going to ask you all the team, because I watched that Notre Dame game. Notre Dame's defense looks amazing.
Salty.
That secondary is special. Georgia is what Georgia's going to be. And, you know, saying you covered that game, so you saw that. Who else have you seen? What other teams have you seen that kind of – piqued your interest in week one?
Well, I think it's personnel. We're going to see Texas go to Michigan this weekend. I think is, you know, they got some dudes and they just absolutely reloaded. I think, you know, you were joking, I think, a few weeks ago. You said there's going to be eight teams in the playoff from the SEC. I think you're over and under. It's probably 6.5. It just depends on, you know, you look at the end of the USC game.
Vanderbilt, you give Vanderbilt the nod right now?
They beat Virginia Tech.
I know.
Virginia Tech's usually pretty good in the ACC. I mean, the last time I broadcasted a game in Vanderbilt, it was like free queso at Salsarita's or something if they scored 21 points. And all I talked about was like, bro, we got to get some free queso. They hadn't had free queso in about 10 years in Nashville, and they got free queso and an OT win against a Power 5 team.
Great promotion, free queso.
Yeah. Well, hey, they couldn't give out queso. They were had free queso. It's like the Burger King deal for the Marlins.
For
they
the
can't
Marlins.
Give out a free. I'm like, hell, I'll go for a Whopper with Junior Whopper, but, man, you got to
get some wins. You got to win some games. We're giving away free reverse Sears.
Advice on
Miami,
free reverse Sears. Heck yeah. Heck yeah.
Gino Toretta, he joins us every Thursday courtesy of Evening's Delight. And if you're looking for, honestly, a barbecue grill, they have everything, right? The whole outdoor kitchen, like
the whole setup, soup to nuts.
They'll
manufacture, prefab a whole outdoor kitchen for you, and that it's phenomenal. I was there last night in Pinecrest, and we were grilling, smoking, and all that. So that's near and dear. Me and Channing, we'd have a good time. We'd drink plenty of cold brew and make some good stuff on the smoker or the propane grill.
Oh, love it.
I have no skills in that arena. None.
You ain't invited.
You got to know. I've been telling my son for 20 years, you got to know your wheelhouse. My wheelhouse is opening up anything that says Frito-Lay on it.
You know what? Hey, sometimes you just got to look in the mirror and know who you are.
You got to know who you are. You got to know who you are. You don't want to see me in front of a grill. It's not a pretty sight. First of all, I'm scared of fire.
We'll put you in front of the wood. We'll put you in front of the Traeger. We'll see it. We'll see how that works out.
I'm not even lying, Crowder. You know that. I've talked about that for years. Yes. I don't even like fire.
I went over to his house, Gino, and 4th of July, he told me to go light the fireworks. I'm like, I came to your party. What the hell's going on?
I've been having neighbors light the menorah at Hanukkah for years. All right.
You don't even have a real one. You got the light where you just flick the switch with the light bulb.
I reverse sear the menorah candle. All right, Gino Toretta. We'll talk to you next Thursday. Have a good broadcast up in Nebraska.
Yep. Talk to you guys.
There you go. Gino Toretta. Join us every Thursday here on the Hockman and Crowder program.
You're listening to the Hock and Crowder Show.
Football.
Hock and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.